abundant in volume yet scarce, soothing and relaxing yet bearing a devastating force. Defies the laws of physics, and it can heal as much as it can harm. It is the source of life. I'm Idan, and from Israel New Tech and PI Media, this is Waterline. Welcome back to Waterline. Today we're talking about WATEC Israel 2019 convention and trade show that will be held in Tel Aviv on November 18th through the 21st. And joining me in the studio are two people, Gili Elkin and Ari Goldfarb. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gili, you are?
A general partner in the Israel Colorado Innovation Fund and a board member at Kandu.
And Ari, you are?
CEO and founder of Kandu.
And this is your second visit to our studio. And today you are under a different title.
That's right. I'm also the co-chairman of WATEC 19.
Both of you are well-versed when it comes to the global water sector. And I am sure that you have been to more than 1,000 trade shows and conventions throughout the years. Am I right to assume that?
So 1,000 is a bit too many, I think. But yes, we have experienced and participated in many water conferences in the U.S.
So what is different here? Why should anyone come to WATEC 19 in Tel Aviv?
So there's a lot of difference in WATEC 19. First of all, WATEC is focused on technology. And the place to see new technologies is Israel. This is where technology starts from. In WATEC 19, what we will see is companies and the way they see the future. So the exhibitions that we will see is the way companies see their future, what they have in their roadmap, what they think, what they dream of, not their legacy products.
But Israeli companies are not the only companies in the world when it comes to water technologies. There are great companies from Europe, from the US, India, China. So what's special, Gili?
First, it's all about the people here and about Tel Aviv, I think, in my mind, the greatest city on earth. So when you come here to Tel Aviv, you get to experience the culture, the food, the people. You get to interact face-to-face with brilliant entrepreneurs, visit their sites, visit customers, get feedback about technologies, experience something that you cannot experience in different places in my mind.
Trade shows and conventions are a great playground, as I see it, for people to meet, discuss, share ideas. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to interview a founder of a very big Israeli-based global company called Outbrain. They deal with content discovery. And the way in which they promote interaction between their employees. And he gave me this flow chart from the best to the least desired interaction that they promote. So first and foremost would be face-to-face. The least desired is sending emails. Now, it is something quite Israeli, face-to-face. How crucial is it for the water industry, this face-to-face?
So first, you mentioned playground. I think there is a big difference between a U.S. playground and an Israeli one, whereas the U.S. playground is very structured and safe. The Israeli playground has a lot of balagan. How do you say that?
Unstructured.
Yeah, unstructured areas and fun places, and you take risks every time you go to playground. This describes, I think, the innovation ecosystem here, maybe especially in water. The interaction in person, I think most transactions are closed over beer.
In Israel?
Yeah, in Israel. It's all about developing good relationships. And even in the U.S., I think most relationships there in the water industry are needed to be face-to-face. So this is why coming here to Israel to have beer with entrepreneurs, play with them in their own playground, mm-hmm. Is the best way to create those very strong connections.
You worked both in Israel and the United States, and you said that in the United States it is far more structured than in Israel. What are the benefits of this agile structure, if I may?
I think it contributes to the flow of information in a very informal way. So it's easier to communicate with each other. And there is a very strong connections between all parts of the ecosystem. So between government, between water and wastewater utilities, between entrepreneurs. There are no barriers in communications. Very easy to just pick up the phone and call whoever you want and get help from different people in different positions, no matter who they are. Information is transformed much more quickly and easily this way, and transactions here are being made quicker.
Ari, how easy is it for you, being brought up in this informal culture, once you meet formality?
So, as Gideon mentioned, business is always between people, and business got to do with relations, and water sector is not special in that. So when we come to new markets, we have to understand the new rules, and we have to understand how to behave, which is different from our culture. Just to give you an example, when we developed our product for the first time, we had a box hardly working with an idea. We came to a client, we just literally knock on the door of water utility, explain to them what we want to do, and they said, okay, let's try it. So the official relations between vendors and clients are not really exist. We both went together to these adventures as partners. We both try new things and took risks, both sides. And that kind of relation, that kind of informal relations between technology providers and between clients, it's hardly exist in any other markets I've seen.
But Israelis are not frivolous. I mean, you say we take risks, but Israelis are not completely frivolous. It's not as if, you know, okay, just bring it on and we'll see what's going on. There is method to the madness. Yeah.
The way we see things is that we are ready and prepared to try new things. I don't think we are non-responsible. I think what we do is trying things, limit the risks, but not afraid of trying. And I don't think it's afraid of risk, it's afraid of trying. And we are ready and interesting and curious to try new things. And more than that, we are ready to build partnership with our clients and with our ecosystem to try new things. So you can find initiatives in Israel that comes together with clients and vendors and technology providers all together trying new things. And this can happen only when you have the ecosystem that support that. And that's what we have special in Israel. In our culture, we are ready to cross the lines. We are ready to invent new things. We are ready to take risks, but not just for taking risks. For trying new things, to break the status quo, to create new reality. And this is what's special in this culture.
So effectively, it's a disruptive culture.
So I prefer building new reality culture.
So if you say that Israelis are not frivolous and irresponsible, but we do have this skill of seeing risks for what they are and not being afraid of them, let's imagine three listeners, okay? One of them is an entrepreneur, one of them is an engineer, and one of them is an investor. And they're all on their way to WATEC. What should they expect once they land here?
So entrepreneur can see here where you can dream about things and make them reality. And this is a huge playground. A huge playground when you have both partners and other entrepreneurs and the ecosystem that support them and both clients that are ready to try new things. It doesn't look at the status quo. It's something that they should live with.
As the co-chair, who's waiting for these entrepreneurs?
So they can meet the international engineering firm like Hazen and Sawyer, DHV, Jacob, CDM, and others. They can also meet analytics firm like Hack. They can meet here some of the biggest operators in the world like Suez, Go Agua, and other. And they can meet also clients, water and wastewater utilities from all over the world, from the US, Gilly from the US, who is coming?
So from the US, they could meet utilities coming from DC, Maryland, California, Colorado, Texas, and other states.
And we have also from Europe. So we have from Greece, Paris, Italy, and some other countries. We have water utilities coming from Australia and from the Far East. And we also have quite a lot of participants coming from India. This is a very important part in the conference, because we see the connection between people as important as understanding technologies. So it's important to us that people, when come here, they get good friends, new friends. They can get really see the ecosystem from inside.
Let's talk about investors. You are an investor. Both of you talked about the ecosystem. We talked about the playground, and people who are parents can see that the state of play of kids is there are no boundaries. Everything is possible. Anything can be done. So, and I have the feeling that this informal way of doing things in Israel promotes this dialogue between people, no boundaries. But when you're talking about investments, there's this phrase, money talks and whatever walks. How sound would be an investment if you're talking about something which is very informal? Investments here are sound, correct?
So it depends on your definition of sound, which I'm not sure I'm clear on. But I think what investors can find here when they meet the Israeli entrepreneurs, they can find entrepreneurs that dare more, that are not afraid to step out of their comfort zone, trying new things. Entrepreneurs that know that failure is just a milestone for success. So what's unique about, I think, the entrepreneurial ecosystem here is that entrepreneurs are encouraged to fail again and again and again until they succeed. And you can see that in every aspect of their business.
How important is failure?
Very much. I think that's the fastest way to learn things and fix your mistakes. So,
but as an investor, I wouldn't want to work with someone who fails on purpose, because then, you know, my money goes down the drain.
Yes.
Or am I mistaken?
No, you could be right. Everyone has his own approaches, but my approach is that first, entrepreneurs, they do not fail on purpose, but everyone, I think, needs to fail, and that's the only way to try new things and to dare. And when you fail, it's the fastest way to improve your business. And it's not the end of the day that you are failing. It's just small failures. And this one I learned from the CIO of Denver Water, Chris Dermody. He keeps saying that in conferences. He says, we want to make sure that there are very small failures on the way that brings us to very big successes at the end of the day. And this is the approach of the entrepreneur. So it's not that the goal is to fail. The goal at the end of the day is to succeed. But on the way for success, there must be many, many failures in order to get to the success as fast as they can.
How easy is it to cut a deal in Israel?
Well, it's not the easiest thing to negotiate with an Israeli company.
Are you trying to drive people away from Watek?
No, I'm just being honest. However, what I'm trying to say is that in order to learn how to negotiate and cut deals with Israeli entrepreneurs, and I must say that there are so many brilliant entrepreneurs here in Israel, the best way is to come here and have a taste from the Israeli culture that is so different in so many ways from other cultures. And the only way to learn about this culture is experience it here in Israel.
What are the benefits for the companies who started this dialogue with Israeli companies? I'm talking about the water and wastewater utilities that have this dialogue with Israeli companies.
So the benefit for the U.S. water and wastewater utilities is that by coming here and meeting so many innovative technologies, they created for themselves a holistic solution composed of mixed technologies such as leak detection using satellite, identifying pollution sources by monitoring the wastewater systems, and innovative technologies for a treatment plant using membranes.
So effectively, they looked at the Israeli water sector as a large supermarket?
I would say so, yes, in good prices too, and with the best leaders and drivers of those technologies. So I think what they liked most, and that was their feedback to me, is the energy that they felt coming out of these companies, the passion that the team members have showed during the site visits.
And very good investors as well. So we have got a very interesting ecosystem about investing in companies in Israel, in the water sector, which is very rare in, in if you compare that in the world. It is an area that you, in some markets, you cannot see much investors in this area, in the water market. And in Israel, we have a very interesting ecosystem of investment in water as well.
We will talk about the axioms of investment in the water sector after this break, a short break, and we'll be right back.
WaterTech Israel 2019, the ideal meeting place for manufacturers, researchers, investors, academics, purchasers, and decision makers representing international businesses. WaterTech 2019 will mark an exciting departure from previous conventions. This year, a first-of-a-kind interactive display area will be introduced to showcase the latest developments in technologies such as digital water, turnkey solutions, and Industry 4.0, to name but a few. Come and meet investors, technology providers, and market representatives, and find out for yourself how to become part of a new ecosystem through unique roundtable discussions, workshops, and brainstorming sessions in a place where water transformation occurs every single day. WaterTech Israel 2019, November 18th through 21st in Tel Aviv. To register, log on to watertech-israel.com or follow the link on Waterline's webpage. Wish to learn more about Israeli technologies and the Israeli water sector? The people of Israel NewTech will be glad to answer your questions. Log on to israelnewtech.com and don't forget to follow Waterline on Facebook to get updates and give us your feedback. You can also follow me on Twitter at idanc79. And now, back to the episode.
Before the break, I said that we're going to talk about investments axioms when it comes to water. To invest in water, you must have deep pockets, and it's a marathon because the return on investment takes a long time. Shoot.
There are two kinds of investments in the water industry, so some investments are in capital-intensive technologies, such as desalination plants. In those cases, I agree with you. Those technologies are capital-intensive, require a lot of time to bring ROI for investors. In those cases, what is needed is private and public partnerships, and that's the way it is being done here.
The famous PPPs.
Yeah, the famous PPPs. But there are many other kind of technologies going into the water industry, such as IoT technologies, Internet of Things technologies, such as technologies that monitor leaks using sensors that are deployed in the wastewater or water networks. Those technologies are not capital intensive. They are those companies are as any other software companies. They provide service, they grow very rapidly, ROI is very fast for investors, and you can find many of these great companies in Israel.
And yet, you know, investing in an algorithm that finds the best photo from 100 photos that you've uploaded, and investing in a company that develops an algorithm for, you know, something that we all use but we never think about, meaning the water industry, I think that we all know where investors would prefer to put their money, because Facebook will end up buying Facebook, you know, as a generic name, will end up buying the company that developed the algorithm for the finding the best photo, rather than buying the company that developed the algorithm for the water sector.
There are many global corporations that are acting and operating in the water and wastewater industry, such as Huck, Xylem, Schneider, ABB, Siemens, and others. They are all looking for those innovative software solutions for the water and wastewater industry that could complement their services.
And I can add to that that as a water technology provider, water is a blue ocean. There's a lot of opportunities there because there is a lot of pressure on the water sector to reduce prices, to become more environmental, to reduce the damage to environment, and because water become rare. We are all using water. That's why there's huge opportunities here. And since there's not much technologies, the opportunity is endless. This is from one side. The other side is a great place for both entrepreneurs and investors to do something significant that influences every person in the world and can do good. And this can be done in the water industry. So investing in the water industry is not only a big business opportunity, it's also a big impact opportunity to do and to change reality.
We neglected one listener up to this point, and I'm talking about engineers. They are going to attend WATEC. What should they expect?
So engineers should expect meeting again innovative technologies that they would be able to bring back to their state, country, and implement in projects with utilities they're working on, technologies that they've never seen before, never met. In addition, they will encounter a new type of management of projects that is unique to Israel, which is done and in a very informal way, unstructured way, when everyone collaborates with each other. I think that the most unique experience that engineers can have here is their opportunity to have an informal dialogue with utility leaders such as DC Water, Denver Water, WSSC.
So they will meet here the leading water utilities in Europe, water utilities from Greece, from France, from Italy, from Spain, and from other European countries, as well as from Australia, from India, and from the Far East.
And it's not just meeting, as we meet people in different conferences in the US, big conferences that you go, you meet, you take a business card and leave here. We're going to create a setting for them to interact very personally and for a long time, get deeply into interpersonal conversations, have them spend time together, visit different sites together, talk about different aspects of the water industry and other shared experiences from the past, and more importantly, talk about future partnerships and create business together. This is our goal for this WATEC this year.
Are you ready for a trivia question?
She's no. ready.
February 16th, 1966. Okay, a song was recorded on that day. James Brown is the singer, and it was number 8 on Billboard's Hot 100. Can you guess what that song was?
Has to do with water.
No, actually, it has to do with women. It's
with called, women, that's yeah, what I meant.
It's called This is a Man's World. Mm. And I'm asking you, is it a man's world, Gili?
Not anymore. So unfortunately, we do see not as many women as men in the water industry. But we are aiming to change that, and the women participation in the water industry is increasing over the years. Our goal for WATEC is to have more than 50% women speakers, and we did have a lot of traction now in the U.S. from women to come and speak at WATEC.
What's the glass ceiling in the water industry?
So
in
it's
the water
not,
sector?
Yeah, it's not specific to the water industry. It's specific for business opportunities for women. The glass ceiling exists not only for women, but all kinds of minority people. So I think that the glass ceiling is an ancient term that is long not in use anymore. It comes not only from the water industry, but from the business. But we do see now that there are more and more women leaders in the water industry.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those great leaders from the U.S. water and wastewater utilities, and most of them are coming to speak at WATEC. So Barbara Wilson from Denver Wastewater Metro Reclamation District, Keisha Powell from the City of Atlanta, Carla Reed from WSSC, Yvonne Forrest from the City of Houston, Christina Ahmadpour from Isle Utilities, Carrie Romano from San Jose, City of San Jose, Sarah Reed from Brown and Caldwell, Karen Burgi from Black & Veatch, and Deborah Coy, a general partner at XVP, is coming also to speak at WATEC.
It sounds to me like just name dropping.
No, but these are the greatest leaders of the water and wastewater industry. So these are the biggest water and wastewater utilities in the U.S. and the leading engineering firms that I just mentioned.
And we have also great women coming from Europe as well, like Margarita Xantakis from EDAP, the water utility of Athens. And we have Emanuela Padroni, the CEO of TA from Italy. And Sonia Bussa from Breschini in Italy. Of course, Blanca Ozelek from the GWI will be there, and she will guide one of our panel. And Evelyn Valestra from Leiden in Holland, and lots of others.
Now, we talked about many things, and we talked about the fact that WATEC 19 in Tel Aviv is aiming for more than 50% of its speakers to be women. If I'm going to ask you to summarize in one sentence, what would be the most important experience of WATEC 19 for its attendees?
I believe that WATEC 19 in Tel Aviv is a unique opportunity to interact informally with decision makers in the water and wastewater industries in a fun environment.
For me, this is the place to look into the future. This is the place where technologies are invented. This is the place where technologies are born.
Waterline was brought to you by Israel Newtek and is a PI Media production.